Welcome back to another episode of The Devil's Mic. This your host, John Zapata, and today I'm here with the man, Dalen Bryce, drummer for Mortuary Descent and Executioner. So we're just talking about his shirt, and he said he's going to drop a bombshell on us. So, hey, I have you on record, bro. Oh, shit. Cut out.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Someone called me right then, like as soon as I was going to say something. It was a random phone call. Like,
cut out.
No, yeah. I was like, bye. Yeah. Drop a bombshell later.
Yeah.
No, I was looking for something to put on because if I'm at home, I'm naked. I'm butt naked. I don't wear clothes at home because it's me and my wife at home.
Yeah.
Like, who am I going to dress up for? I'm fucking in my right. dog.
I ain't trying dirty no clothes. Shit.
Yeah. Like, I take my shit off. Yeah. But the thing about that is my dog, he's always trying to lick my nuts or dick or something like that. He always tries to jump up on me because that shit is just swinging in his face. So, all right. So that's a good start of the show, right? That's how we're going to start.
The best start of the show ever. That boy is just like, hey, what's that right there, man?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, let me get some of that.
Yeah, yeah, right. It was like, goddamn, fucking, what kind of dog you got, bro?
Back, yeah, he's a pit. He's a
God
pit.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Oh, but he's yeah, I know, right? He's like trying to tear my shit up, but he's a sweetheart. He's worthless in a fist fight. Like if somebody comes in,
yeah,
they're like just he'll wake me up, like he'll bark and growl, but then like that person, they could just like rub his tummy and he's gonna be like all he's gonna be useless. Like, he's totally useless.
Take care
there.
You want.
Yeah, basically.
But that's how pits like, are though.
Yeah, I mean they look intimidating, but they just wanna play. Like that's all he wants to do.
Yeah,
I love him. Look at him right now.
I want a pit.
Yeah, but
I also want like a thing about getting a Rottweiler. You know what I'm saying? I like
Rottweiler. Yeah. You know, but so that's the funny thing about every Rottweiler I've ever encountered has just been so fucking mean. Like,
oh, for real?
And yeah, like Rots and Dobermans. Like every like I've lived in a couple places where like they were in the neighborhood, and I'd like go for a jog or go for a walk. And they'd always look like they were just trying to murder me. Yeah. So I don't know what it is. Pits are fucking tough. Pits and Boston Terriers. Those are my two favorites.
Oh yeah, Boston Terriers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna mark off Rottweilers off the list then. Shit.
Just get you a pit, man. That's what I stick with that.
Yeah, right.
they need homes. Nice.
Yeah,
they're nice. You just train it to actually fucking do something if there's an intruder.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, speaking of shirt game, man, I wanted to talk about your shirt game just in general.
Yeah.
Like the fucking Japanese, what is it? That one he had posted recently. Fuck, what was it called? It was from English movie or whatever. Like,
Hellraiser.
Well, that one too.
That one. And then The Witch.
Yeah, the witch, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, those shirts go hard. Who's your plug, man? I'm trying to get in.
Man, it's this guy. Number one, shout out to Bloody Altar over in the UK. Mm-hmm. This dude is so dope, man. He's a real cool guy. I stumbled upon his page like last year sometime, and like he's doing a lot of horror. He does like death metal and shit. And actually, he's a good dude. We DM and everything like that. And he's into death metal. He's got some good taste and everything like that. So shout out to Bloody Altar. You're looking for some cool ass fucking merch. Yeah. Bloody Altar. And then Rucking Fotten. That's another one. I think that was the one I got. I have the Hellraiser and the Witch from him. Mm. And he's a guy I had. And I got The Thing. My homeboy Damien, I saw him rocking a Thing shirt. The Thing is probably my favorite movie that's ever made. I think it's just the best horror, best sci-fi, and it's just an amazing movie. And so he was wearing a Thing shirt, and it had like Japanese writing. I was like, oh, where did he fucking get that? He's like Rucking Fotten, this account. And so I hit him up, the account, and he's like, oh shit, like I know you. And I was like, how do you know me? He did. Do you remember I was in a band called Killer Ape? Did you know about that band?
No.
Okay. It was a few years ago. I was in a band called Killer Ape. hardcore band. Shout out to Jake. Shout out to all the guys in that band. But he did our merch. I'm just a fucking drummer. I don't know who like does the merch and handles all that shit. Yeah. But he's like, yeah, I did your shirt. So I was like, oh shit. Like I wanted to buy a shirt. So bought a shirt. He hooked me up with another one and real cool guy, Rucking Fotten. So, and then from there, like there's like Studio House Design. There's like all these other t-shirt merch. I have like a million. I've got too many now. It's like, yeah, I got all these horror movie shirts with Japanese writing on it. And it's like, sick. I can never pick one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dope.
I've seen them shits. I'm like, God damn. That shit is clean as hell, dude. Like,
yeah. No, they get a lot of,
No, go ahead.
Oh, you don't? I was going to say, they get a lot of people, you know, they like it. And I'm always having to explain like where I got it and everything. And those guys, they're killing it though. Bloody Altar and Wrecking Thought, man. They're killing it.
Bet.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm looking at ASAP. Because, I was saying, it's like, I'll watch it, but I'm not like a horror fanatic. But it's just like the aesthetic of the shirt is clean as hell.
Yeah. We can talk about some horror, like especially the old shit, 80s, 70s, all the way back, all the Italian shit, Japanese shit, Korean. I'm obsessed with it. But it sucks because like there's a lot of new stuff coming out. And I'm one of those people, I don't know if you're like this, but like something new will come out and I'll be like, okay, let me fucking watch this. And then as soon as I hit play, I'm like, I look at like my DVDs and my Blu-ray at something I've seen a million times. It's like, I'd rather watch that. It's that shit. I've seen Hellraiser 2 like 1,000 times and I got this like brand new movie here and I'm like, I'm gonna watch that today.
Yeah, right. So. Why do you think you get like that?
Because I think it's just like the familiarity and like I've got such a short like attention span. If something like that's new isn't good to me in the first like 10 minutes, I just don't have the patience. So I'll tap out. But gotcha. I know for a fact that I'm going to enjoy Hellraiser 2. Like I'm going to watch it
times.
A billion times, you know, like, but I only have so much time in the day. It's like, I gotta enjoy this shit and watch it. But there's some good shit that's going to be coming out that I'm stoked for though.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's badass. Real quick, Jimmy Castro, he said that he's complaining about his bag of sour cream chips. He's got 80% air, no chips. God damn it.
Well, tell Jimmy. Jimmy needs to know that. So I work for Frito-Lay. Anybody that doesn't, get through what he's talking about. Yeah. I work for Frito-Lay and I'm the packaging machine operator. So I'm the person that's responsible for getting the chips into the bags. And I do have control over how much chips actually enter the bag. I can control that.
So you're the
one.
No, I'm just kidding.
So that's the thing. But I work in the Cheetos department. Nobody ever complains that there's not enough Cheetos. It's always like potato chips.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't work in the potato chip department. That's those guys. That's their problem.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Jimmy, he works in the Cheeto department, man. Isn't he the singer for Executioner?
Yeah. Jimmy, shout out to Jimmy. That's the singer of Executioner.
Yeah.
He's over here talking. He's on their Instagram talking shit.
Oh, yeah. It's all you fall asleep if it's dark and shit. I was like, oh my God. Y'all, bro.
I'm basically like Grandpa Simpson, man. Like I can go to sleep like that.
Yeah.
I've literally been at practice at Executioner and I've fallen asleep drumming, like while playing drumming, I'll fucking fall asleep.
God damn, for real.
It's weird. I can sleep like a motherfucker.
Yo,
I can go to sleep, I just can't stay asleep.
Oh, you a light sleeper.
Yeah, I'm a real light sleeper, but like knocking out, I can knock out like right now, dude. Just go right the fuck to sleep.
Seriously,
so shut the fuck up.
That's how I'm at work, man. Like I work on the phone.
Yeah,
and I'm working from home. So whenever it's dark and shit, and I'm like, I just
I'll
fall asleep and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Like, still there? Snoring on a call. Yeah.
Like, oh, my headset's messing up. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh shit. Yeah, there's no way in hell I could do that, man. There's no way in hell.
Boring, man.
Oh God. I just, like I said before, I have a real short attention span. Like, I don't know. I'm just always tired and stressed out and busy and shit. So it's like, if shit like gets quiet for a second, I'm out like a light.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Down. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
But then I'll jump up. Like,
yeah. You jump up and you fucking.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit. And I get those weird baby eyes from my baby.
Oh, picture. Your baby picture. I'm freaking out. I was gonna get one and like post it up just so it's like see people can see while we're talking this shit. What we're talking about? That shit is funny, man. And then
go ahead,
Kushner logo. I was like, oh my god, dude, it was the best.
Legendary. No, man, Jimmy's real good. He's got a good logo game going on. He always knows what to fucking put on what pictures.
Yeah. Now is he the one that's behind the freaking what is it? Like the promo videos for y'all songs and shit? Like the
That's him. That's all him. That is all him, dude. Like he's always like I don't know where he comes up with that shit. I don't know where he comes up with it. Like he's just at home fucking like, oh, this is gonna be funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just like, okay, whatever, dude. Like, I just like laugh. And I usually won't even catch it. I'll catch it late. You know, he'll post it. He doesn't tell us that he's going to do anything about it. And then my wife will be like, you see what fucking, what's that executioner page right now? I was like, no, God, let me see. And it's like some dude like in the gym doing something stupid or some shit.
Yeah.
It's always something crazy.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think it's funny. I think it's fucking hilarious, and especially now since we're not really doing anything.
Right.
You know, we were writing, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a little more. But we're on a hiatus because their equipment got jacked. Like we're equipmentless.
Right.
So it's like that's all there is to do is just kind of like fuck around, be stupid, be a meme band on Instagram.
At least posting something, get some kind of content out there. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a good look.
It is. So,
good job, Jimmy.
Shout out, Jimmy. My favorite one is the Healy dude, and it was Pitmaster playing.
Yeah. And I think that one was like the one that went like viral. Like that one got like, it was back when I was on Twitter. I don't want to misquote it, but it was like a lot of views and then some. Okay. Some influencer on Twitter reposted it and it like it blew up. That was like one that like blew up. And I was just like, really? Like that's how people are gonna fucking know us from this fucking
the Healy guy. Healy. Video. Yeah.
Yeah, the Healy guy. We're the Healy guy band.
Yeah, right. Like, fuck. That's funny as hell. But yeah,
keep
coming, man.
Yeah. I think he should too. He should definitely keep doing that.
Yeah, it's just great gold.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about yourself for a minute.
Yep.
You know, you're an executioner, you're in mortuary descent. But before we get into like the whole music aspect of it, I know you're from Ohio from my research.
Yeah.
How long have you been in Texas and why Texas?
So I'm a military brat. Like I said before, my dad was Army. My mom, well, she was a nurse, and then she eventually joined the Army too. They separated, they divorced, got back together, divorced again, and then my mom remarried an Air Force guy, Mike, my stepdad. Love him. I love my parents are awesome. My stepdad's great too.
Yeah.
So Air Force is real big here in San Antonio. So he got promoted and then he moved down to here. When I was in like sixth grade, 13, 12, around there.
Oh, okay.
So moved down here. And, you know, the cost of living in San Antonio was fucking awesome. Like, we were going to stay here. They were debating. He was going to get promoted again and go to Boston. And we were going to move to Boston. And it was funny. My mom went up there and she was like, this place is racist as hell. I don't like it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
So talked him out of it. Talked him out of fucking moving to Boston. Okay. Yeah, okay, I guess we'll stay here. So, yeah, went like, you know, all through my formative years down here. I moved a little bit more. My dad was in North Carolina. He ended up in North Carolina, Iowa. I would live with him for a bit just because I miss my dad. I want to hang out with him and everything like that. And then I ended up coming back here because whatever. And then now he's all settled in North Carolina. I moved when I was 19 or 20. I moved to Seattle just, you know, to move out.
Yeah.
And loved it up there. I was there for a couple of years, loved it. Wanted to finish school.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved back here because I didn't want to pay out of state tuition. Right. It was, you know, it's like seven times more up in Washington. I had fucked up because I didn't get a, I didn't establish a residency. I didn't get my driver's license in Washington and it was dumb. So I moved back here like around 21, 22 and then decided I didn't want to finish school because I hated it. It was just boring. Again, no short kidding. Attention. Yes. Short attention span. Just didn't work. So I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'm here. This place is such a, San Antonio's cool. It's such a black hole though. It's like you try to leave and it just sucks you right back in. Cause you know, the weather and it's the cost of living is so low. And
yeah, it's crazy,
you know, and it's, but it's, there's jobs. You can find a job. Like I'm a knucklehead and I got a good job and everything. So yeah, that's basically it. But I'm an Ohio boy through and through. I love it. I love it up there. I love my family up there. Represent Ohio State every chance I get. I would never ever move back because it's boring as shit up there. But
gotcha.
I love it up there.
Yeah. Other than being boring, what was like your upbringing like? Like you know, I know you got brothers and stuff. So
yeah,
what was your upbringing like?
It was chill, man. Like I mentioned, I'm the oldest of four boys. Two are half brothers when my mom remarried, but we're super close. Those are my best friends.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michael and Karen and Dane.
Yeah.
But it was a really good upbringing, man. Like it was hard that my dad he was gone a lot just for the, you know, military, typical military brat story. Like, you know, dad's always gone. He deployed. My mom deployed to Saudi Arabia in the first Gulf War and everything.
Yeah.
So I'd live with my grandma sometimes. I've got it's a pretty big family. You know, grandmas and aunts and uncles and everything like that. So, but everybody like pitched in helping, you know, raise us and everything like that when my parents were gone. But real chill, man. We were, you know, it was different back in the day. I'm 37 years old and, you know, it was one of those like, okay, come home from school, have a snack, do your homework and get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah.
And me and my brothers, you know, would, and she's like, you know, bring your ass back in when I tell you to come in. So we were outside playing, getting in all kinds of trouble in the woods and, you know, setting fires and do it all, you know, being dumb boys,
boy shit
and everything, you know, just being dumb boys, destructive boys, but you know, it was fun. Like, I remember we lived in a place in Fairborn, Ohio, and it was just a bunch of military kids. It's like everybody's, you know, on basically the same schedule. We're all just military brats. But there's like 50 fucking kids, and we'd all meet up in a field and just go off on each other. Like, okay, y'all line up over here, y'all line up over here, and have like mini wars and shit.
Yeah.
But you know, it was fun. And then like, you know, Christmas time, somebody gets Nerf guns or water guns and shit, and
we'd
go out there and just wreck shop, man.
Yeah.
try not to kill each other and everything. But and then same deal coming down here, like pretty much took that with me. Like I just always like being outside, played sports. I'm the weirdest, like, mix of the big-ass nerd jock. Like, you know, I was always athletically gifted and everything like that. But, you know, I like staying at home and reading also because that's kind of how my dad is. My dad is, like, the weirdest mix of, you know, he's one of those guys that he was, like, the football star and he could bench 500 pounds. But, you know, he was super into, like, Bruce Lee and comic books.
Yeah,
and everything like that.
Martial
so you got
movies,
this like big
back in that day.
I'm assuming. Like stuff like that.
Yeah,
back in the day, like exactly. So like that's what we like. I'd watch with him and everything is like martial arts movies, and then he's like playing bass, and so that's what got me into drumming because he's a phenomenal bassist, phenomenal jazz artist, and everything.
Nice.
And I wanted to learn to play bass like him, and he's like, I don't want to play bass with you, I need a drummer. Like, you're gonna learn to play drums.
So I'm like, how do you with all that?
I'll need a bassist. Like, I need some drum help. So but that's what got me into that. I was always like into music and real eclectic. Like, my dad loved everything. He listened to classical, he listened to jazz, mm-hmm. everything. Listen to rock, I'll never. Guns N' Roses, man, like Guns N' Roses. I saw a Guns N' Roses video, and I was like, that shit is so hard. Like,
yeah,
what the hell? That is so hard. I want to do this. It was Paradise City.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was like on MTV, and I was like, and then like the tempo change at the end, it gets all fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, how are they playing? That's so heavy.
Yeah.
That's so heavy.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I'm gonna play like that. And he's like, okay, cool. Like, you like that? Here's some other bands that are like that. And he just fed into that and fed into it. And right. you know, now I'm an okay average drummer because of that.
Okay, average. This fool's like probably one of the best drummers I've seen. There's a video particular on Instagram where you're drumming, it's recent. And you're literally going for it. And you're just looking at the camera. I'm like, God damn, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, there's nothing. That dude,
it's all good
as hell.
Yeah. Well, see, that was a good take, though. You didn't see the other 10 takes where I was completely fucking up.
Oh.
I couldn't get that part. It was like a weird like change. I could not understand it, but I finally got it. And that's why I was like, okay, I got this. Like, that's why I was looking back.
I'm gonna post this shit. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Now I'm gonna post it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I deleted the 10 other videos that were fucking up.
Yeah. Fuck. Man, you got it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's how it goes though.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of like, you know, being athletic and, you know, being in the sports, you know, you were in the rugby for a whole minute.
Yeah.
What got you into like rugby of all things?
Basically, you know, I played a little football in high school. Like I was mostly into like martial arts and everything like that, but I was always like a fast kind of dynamic athlete, and football was okay. Like, it just didn't really like click with me most of the time. Mm. I could hit, I could run, I can't catch. I've got stone hands. So they were like, just play defense and just destroy that person. Like, just whoever has the ball, just destroy them. Right. And I'm like, okay, bet. I can do that. So then later, a buddy of mine, Sebastian, actually told me that he was playing rugby. And I'd always watch rugby. Like, I thought it was an interesting sport. Like, it'd come on like 3 a.m. on NBC sometimes, and I'd watch it.
Right.
But he was like, yeah, like come out and just give it a try. It's like, it's an easy sport to learn. You can learn it in a day. It's real simple. Mm. It's the predecessor of football. And I went out for a practice and had a good time. You know, we beat the shit out of each other and drank beers after. And I was like, okay, I could do this. So I like beer and I like beating people up. So I got started playing rugby and like just absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. But I got into it so late, you know, like I was like 29, 30, had like powerlifting injuries and everything like that. And I just couldn't like, I was always like hurt. Something was like bruised on me and I just couldn't justify like being hurt all the time. Right. Playing a sport on the weekend. I do want to get back into it though. Like, cause I have healed up a lot and I feel good. But my work schedule doesn't really allow for it. But if my work kind of schedule changes, I go like the first shift, I do want to get back into it because it's just so much fun. Like you know, a couple practices during the week and then play a match on the weekend. And I just feel like so much better after. I just feel like a million bucks after. Like, because I just get all that shit out, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go like
motherfuckers just boom.
Just hit somebody. And it's, I mean, all you need is a pair of short shorts and some cleats, you know? You don't really need much. You don't need equipment, you know? Right. Just a ball, some booty shorts and some cleats and you're good to go.
Yeah. That's badass though. Yeah, rugby is one of them sports where, you know, it looks fun and I could see how like, you know, maybe even going back to like when you're talking about short attention span, like in football, you got to sit there and wait.
Yeah.
Rugby, you're just constantly going like back and forth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's 90 minutes or quoting around maybe 80 minutes. And it's just, you're just going and going and going. The only, you know, you stop for little fouls and somebody gets hurt and, you know, but someone's gets, you get hurt and you just like kind of roll off the pitch, you know, get the fuck out. We got a game to still play. Whereas, with football, it's like, okay, we got to stop, call the play, do this. And it's like more like, and people would always ask me like, you know, which is harder. And I don't know. I can't really say like which one's harder. They're both so different, but I like that rugby is just go, go, go. It's not really cerebral. It's just like, it's just kind of a war of attrition. You just keep going. Who wants it more? Who can grind it out? Who can grind it out more? Whereas with football, it's like real dynamic and there's plays. You got to think about, okay, who's this? Who's real good on this side and blah, blah, blah. Rugby is just like, okay, let's just go out there and smack each other. And who doesn't want to get smacked anymore is basically who's going to, you know, fold and everything. And then, just stick it out. And that's all me right there. That's kind of my mentality. I'm not like the biggest and the strongest and the fastest, but I can grind. I just don't, I don't know what the fuck give up means.
Yeah, you know? You just got to keep going all the way till the other person gives up, you know?
Yeah, basically. Or you split your groin like I did. And then they're like, okay, well, I guess.
I got to stop, guys.
All right. Well, I'll be at the bar afterward. I'll meet y'all at the bar.
Yeah. That's crazy as hell. Splitting your groin. What was that? Yeah.
You know, it felt like the worst case of blue balls you could imagine. It was like weird. Like I felt like I had real bad blue balls in my butthole, like hurt, and I couldn't move. That's but crazy. What sucked was it healed on its own pretty good. Like I just let it rest. I'd stretch. I'd do all these things. And then I came back like a month later and I was fine, like in practice.
Oh, shit.
And then I did it again, sprinting. But my dumbass, I did it again. And I was like, well, I'm just going to play through it. And it was like the first 10 minutes of the match. So I've got like 70. Like I got like an hour left. And I was like limping and all slow. And they're like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. Dude. I'm hurt, but don't worry about it. I made it so much worse. So
how long was that?
So if you like a year, a fucking year. Yeah, it took forever. It took forever because you don't realize like how much you use your groin to like fucking move. Like it's always like moving. And, you know, with my job, I'm moving and lifting and walking and everything like that. But like I couldn't run. If like you tell me to like, hey, hurry up real quick, I'm like, nah, that's not gonna happen because it's like. Yeah. You start to tighten up like before you run, and I just feel it before I even like try to like feel it. It's nasty. It's a nasty feeling. It's brutal. Yeah. I'd rather like broke my arm or something like that. Like it sucked. It sucked. Fuck. It sucked so bad. Yeah, it's good now. Terrible. I got a nice groin. If anybody wants to check it out,
right. I got pics. Him inside of my DMs.
Yeah, got some groin pics for y'all.
Yeah, right. That's sick. Now, sticking to the sports aspect of it, you had mentioned, you know, you're into powerlifting now. Is that what kind of got you into, like, bodybuilding? Because I know you were bodybuilding for a while.
Yeah. So that's kind of, like, the natural, you know, I always lifted. I say, like, always. Like, I turned, like, 16, and I started, like, lifting a little bit more. My dad, like I mentioned before, my dad was a powerlifter. My mom, back in her heyday, like, just, you know, being with my dad, like they both lifted. My mom was jacked, like six pack, big arms. Like she was jacked. So, you know, I look at them and I'm just like, okay, like, fuck, like that's what lifting, you know, will get you and everything like that. So when I turned like 16, I got pretty serious lifting, had a little weight set, would just, you know, just wanted to be stronger and everything. And then, turn around to 18 and started lifting at the gym at the Air Force base. And, you know, it's funny because I would go to like the Army base, the gym, and you think like, okay, Army guys, those are going to be like the big dudes.
Right.
All the real big guys were at the Air Force base. Those motherfuckers were monsters. Like,
seriously?
Because, it's like, well, they make more money. They don't really do shit. They're like, they're not really out like rucking and like, they're just chilling in the Air Force. So it's like, well, fuck it. They're just like, I'm going to eat really well and work out. Yeah, that's it. So, but they'd always talk to me. They were real nice guys. Like if I had any questions, they'd be like, you know, this is what you do. This is what you do. And I'd just pick their brain and like, okay, how do you get big? And I'd be like, this is what you need to do, man. And like, they'd correct my form and give me a spot. Real nice guys.
Right.
So, but I couldn't really grow. I didn't really understand like the eating aspect because my thing was like, okay, I eat a lot, you know, why aren't I growing? I didn't really learn until later. I needed to eat a little bit different, but I could get stronger. So then I was like, okay, I want to power lift because I'm a little guy. Back then, I'm like, you know, 170, 165, 170, but I'm lifting like heavy weight and doing really well at it. So I can control being stronger. I really couldn't control getting bigger. So that's why I started competing in powerlifting and had a good time with that until I hurt my back. Deadlifting. Yeah. So, there's a lot of nagging injuries that kind of like changed the course of my life.
Right.
But I could still lift. So then I got into bodybuilding, and that was the thing too. At the gym, you know, guys would see my genetics. They'd see how I look and like, dude, you need to bodybuild. You can be in bodybuilding. And to me though, that was like, so, like way out there. I think bodybuilder, I think, you know, Arnold, I think in like Ronnie Coleman, those guys are all massive, like I'm like one of their legs. Yeah. All that shit. But I didn't realize that there's weight classes, there's amateurs. I didn't know. So then finally they kept beating me down. Like, dude, you need bodybuilding, you need bodybuilding, being bodybuilding. I was like, okay, fine. I'll try it. Right. And, I did. I got a coach. He got my diet, taught me posing and everything like that. Competed in a bodybuilding competition. I got second. Mm-hmm. And the guy that beat me, this dude named John, he's a pro bodybuilder right now. So, I mean, I wasn't going to win against him, but I did pretty well, like, considering like I got beat by a guy that's like a future pro and everything. So I got hooked on it, man. I was like, okay, this is cool. Like, it was fun to get up there and like compete and do something really, really hard. Cause the thing with like bodybuilding competitions, you're working up to that point on stage, and it's the diet that sucks, man. It's slow, controlled starvation. That's all it is. Like, you're basically just eating enough to live for 8 weeks or 10 weeks or however long you're doing your prep for.
Yeah.
So it's brutal. You're up there, like, so like they see the pictures, you're up there like smiling all greasy and muscular and shit, but those guys are dying.
I'm ready to get off the stage.
Just a burger and some water, please.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, I got it. So I got into that and you know, did really well, like, you know, got national level. I'd win enough competitions to compete on national level. Nice. But it was just one of those things. I wanted to say I did it. And now I just like to lift to, you know, look good naked for my wife. That's all. feels strong.
And your dog, you know.
And my dog. Yeah. Those are the two most important judges in my life of my physique now.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. But I do think one of these days I do want to get back on stage, because it's like, it's not that hard for me. I understand the diet. I'm a good poser. It's fun. I don't really carry a lot of body fat anyway, so it's not like I have to diet for that long. Right. But it's just with work being so busy and all these bands and everything like that, it's just been kind of busy. But I would like to get back on stage again. It'd be fun to do.
Nice. Now, what's your diet like now? I mean, you're a pretty big dude. Do you like kind of try to stay lean, or do you just eat whatever you want because you work out hard?
Yeah, well, so I'm really, really lucky in that, and going back to my parents, like, we weren't even like all that health conscious. It's just, that's how we ate. We ate really well. My dad, we didn't go to McDonald's. We didn't eat ice cream. You know, we didn't like have a lot of soda in the house. It was like, no, drink water. So that's just like kind of all I know. So I eat really well because I've just always eaten, you know, really well. I'm not like a health nut or anything, but man, I like steak. I like chicken. I like fish. I like vegetables. So that's kind of how I eat.
The hard
now
shit.
Yeah, exactly. Cause that's just, it feels, you know, good. I feel better when I eat it and it tastes good to me. I'll have a pizza every now and then or some wings. I love wings, but I feel like shit for like an hour afterwards. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, oh God, I'm fucking hurting right now. So, but that's pretty much how I do it, man. Like, I stay pretty clean during the week. I eat about 6 meals a day. Yeah, it's a lot of fucking food. And that's the thing, man. I'm only like 230. Those guys walking, you know, I'm 5'9", 5'10", 230. And those guys walking around like, you know, 5'8", 300 pounds, like they're eating like 10,000 calories a day, man. It's a lot of fucking food.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of food to be that big.
Yeah.
But, and it's expensive, but, And then I get to the weekend and I kind of like chill out. If I'm not lifting, I won't eat as many meals because I'm just like, you know, hanging out and I don't need that many calories. And like, I want to take my wife someplace to get something to eat what she wants, because she eats like me because she's kind of forced to do it because that's what's in the house. Yeah, but, you know, like I feel bad for her. It's like, she's like, I want some tacos every now and then. I'm like, hey, babe, we're going to get some tacos and I'm going to get you, you know, what you would want to eat and everything like that. But, yeah, for the most part, man, it's just like I eat the same shit every day too. Like it's just chicken, fish, steak yeah. on repeat.
Rotating. Yeah.
Just rotating. Rotation. Yeah. Until I get sick of it. Yeah. Yeah. But I eat everything.
Badass. Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's go ahead and hop in a little bit of music. And then after that, we'll finish it off with a couple of other, you know, of your interests. So, One thing I saw and what I wanted to talk about was Cannibal Corpse, Butchered at Birth, where it all began.
That's where it all started. Man.
Like, how long ago was that? And, you know, what was it like when you first heard that?
Yeah. So that was really interesting because I was like 10 years old and I found a Cannibal Corpse tape at the playground they sang out at in my apartment complex. Yeah, like somebody left it. I saw a tape. I was like, okay, whatever. I put that thing in and I mean, it was like a come to Jesus moment, like for some people. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. That sound, like it was just so hard and brutal and dark and everything. And I was blown away. So I just wear that tape out. And then they were on Ace Ventura. And I was like, oh, shit, that's that band on Ace Ventura. You know what I mean? So, like, I was like, oh, shit, that's them. That's what they look like. So now I have a face to it. Because, you know, this is pre-internet. Like, what am I going to do? I can't, like, look up this band or anything like that.
Yeah.
So my mom up in Ohio are grocery store chain. It's called Myers. It's where you get, you know, it's like an HEB up there.
Uh-huh.
And so now I've got a name and like they're a little famous or whatever. And it's like Kerrang magazine or one of those magazines.
Right.
And they were in there. So I get one of those magazines and I order some more tapes. My mom, you know, gives me some money to get me some tapes and I get Metallica. And now like that just opened up the floodgates. I'm like, okay, there's these bands. And so I see a picture of Cannibal Corpse and then I see what shirt they're wearing, what band is on their shirt. I'm gonna check out. So that's how I, you know, found Bolt Thrower and Suffocation and everything like that. And that's just kind of like how I would do it. Like these are the bands that the bands that I like, they're wearing their shirts. So I'm just gonna get that. And so I had to be like the youngest black death metal fan in the world. Like I just I try to get my brother into it. Like so and he would try to listen to it because, you know, we're sharing a room and I got the tape player and everything like that. And he's like, yeah, this is cool, whatever. But, you know, he likes Tupac and Digital Underground back then and everything like that. I'm like, man, Cannibal Corpse is fucking awesome. I try to make him mosh with me and shit.
Yeah, dude, no.
So, like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, bless his heart. I mean, he tried. He's like trying to be a good brother and everything like that. But after a while, he's like, no, I'm not into this or whatever. So.
Yeah.
That's how it all started for me, man. Cannibal Corpse, dude. Like my parents hated it. Like I said, my dad was like, he could get behind Guns N' Roses and he can get behind like, you know, like hair metal bands that I like too. But like Cannibal Corpse, it was just like, that's stupid. You can't hear anything. But he is the biggest Alex Webster fan. Like I said, he's a bassist. He loves the bass. He loves the bass in Cannibal Corpse.
Right.
He's not really like into death metal, like the sound and the growls and the blast beats, but he loves Alex Webster. So that's what's funny about my dad.
Yeah.
Huge jazz guy, but loves death metal bass.
Yeah, right. I like to incorporate death metal bass in my jazz music, you know.
Yeah, just throwing that in, some of that in there. You can appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah.
No, literally, but, like, no, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, that, and that just, it all stemmed from there. And like, I'm one of those kinds of people. And I've always been like, if I get into something, I've got to consume as much of it as possible.
Right.
So, and that's the same with like comic books and movies. And I just like, I'm like, okay, this is great. I want all of it. I need all of it. So I just, I had to get more and more. Yeah.
Yeah. That's sick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's literally like the same boat that I'm in. Like, you know, in my family, like my dad, he listened to, you know, hair metal bands, you know, he listened to old school thrash bands. He listened to, you know, like Iron Maiden and shit like that.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that came to me and that's what interests me the most. And then I started, you know, getting into, of course, I grew up in the internet age, so I had it easier than you did, you know, bands and then other bands, you know, and figured it out that way. And then I got into like, you know, metalcore shit and then, you know, other metal bands. And again, you know, my dad isn't really into that, but, you know, he's into like old stuff and kind of introduced me to it. And then the same thing, when you're talking about your brother, I was like literally dying inside because that's exactly the same thing with me and my little brother. Like me and my little brother, like he, you know, he would listen to it and we would go to shows and like, dude, fucking Killswitch Engage is coming to Austin or whatever. He was like, okay. And then I got you a ticket. He's like, I guess I'm going. And like, he'll listen to it and, you know, he tried to be into it. And then like recently, like a year or two ago, he was all like, I'm all like, dude, you know, Slipknot's coming. I'm going to go check him out. You want me to get you a ticket? He's like, dude, honestly, I don't really like that music. I'm like, all right, well, at least you're being honest with me now.
Yeah. Were you kind of crushed a little bit though? Like,
I'm still crushed. Yeah. You know, like he likes to listen to like rap and, you know. I'm like, dude, like this whole time, like I thought this was something we could bond over. You just crushed me, man.
Yeah. But I mean, that just shows he loves you. He hung in there for a while, as long as he could.
Yeah, he did. He did. He go to shows, get front row and get pushed around.
Yeah.
At the time, I could kind of tell he wasn't like really into it, but you know, he would try hard. And that boy Mike, but yeah, man, he got love for me, I guess, to stick it so long. But
they can only take so much.
Yeah. Was this Cannibal Corpse finding after you heard Guns N' Roses? Or
it was like boom boom kind of.
Oh, gotcha. Around the same time.
I liked Guns N' Roses and I liked that, you know, I mean, this is like, you know, late 80s and MTV was kind of MTV was only really showing like 5 videos or whatever. So every time that Guns N' Roses would come on, it would be cool. And I enjoyed it and everything like that. But when I wasn't like trying to consume all that hair metal, it was like Motley Crue was cool and Poison and everything like that was cool. But when Cannibal Corpse, when I discovered that, I was like, oh, okay, this is like next level. Like I gotta get more of this.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sebastian asks, what's your favorite Butcher That Birth song?
Oh shit. That's a good question.
Yeah,
right? I don't know.
I like it
I
all.
Don't know. Yeah. That's a good question. My favorite, but I'll say Seabass, my favorite Cannibal Corpse song, my favorite death metal song is Strip, Rape, and Strangled. I think, like, if you were to ask me, like, or if there was in the dictionary, like, death metal, and it was just a song, Strip, Rape, and Strangled is that song.
That's the song. That's the definition.
I love that. That's the definition of death metal to me. I love that song so much.
Sick.
Oh, sorry.
Goddamn.
Nah, sorry, that was me.
Nah, you good, man. One thing I wanted to ask off of, you know, you being into metal music, rock music, and also being Black, you know, I know I got friends, you know, that I would bond with and because I grew up in Killeen and, you know, we listen to rock music and, you know, but a lot of people were kind of like, you know, bag mainly on him, but on us talking about, you know, why you listen to that white music. Was that ever like something that you had to deal with? And, you know, talk to us about that.
It's something I still deal with. It's weird. I'm really? 37 years old, about to be 38, and I still deal with that. And, but honestly, I don't really care anymore. I don't really give a shit. I used to care a lot more when I was in like it bothered me when I was in like elementary school, like sixth grade. That's when people, you know, kids just start getting real mean and like they try to like pick on something about you or whatever, because they're discovering themselves and everything. And then it's just like something different. And so I'd skateboard and listen to rock, and they're like, why are you listening to that white people shit? And I'd be like, you know, what does it matter? I don't really get what is white people shit? Cause it's all black music. You know, it's like, it's all a guitar. The guitar came from Africa. You know what I mean? So it's like, and then I'd be like, why are you playing that white people sport? You playing basketball? Like a white guy invented that in Canada, you know? So, it was something I had to deal with, and I didn't really have like rebuttals for, and I just didn't really understand like why people even cared. And then as I got older, I cared less and less and less. And there were times where I felt like it was something I had to like kind of hide, because I just didn't want to have that conversation. Have to have that conversation.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, you know, ninth grade, I get my first car, and I'm driving, and I'm rolling up the windows when I get to school, because I don't want people to hear like, you know, what I'm listening to and shit. And then like 10th grade, I'm like, why am I doing that? Like why am I hiding? Yeah. Like, fuck that. Like I'm going to play the Slipknot all loud and shit. So, and then, now it's one of those things where like people at work, they'll find out that I'm a drummer. And they're like, okay, what kind of music do you play? And I tell them I play anything. I'll play fucking cumbia if you want me to. It's all fun. You know what I mean? I'll play whatever. But you know, then I'm like, you know, I'm in a couple metal bands. I'm in a thrash metal, and they're like, aren't you black? And I'm like, I'm black. Yeah, whatever. Like, it's fucking good music. It's fun. So it has been issues, and it's just, you know, it's mostly out of just ignorance. People are just like ignorant, and they think that if you're look a certain way, or you know, of a certain culture or whatever, then you should align everything within that culture.
Right.
And my thing is like, why? I'm just me. I don't identify as a black man. I identify as Dalen Bryce. You know, I'm my dad's son, and you know, that's where everything lines. So I like hip hop. I mean, I love rap. I like mostly older rap. I think Lil Wayne's probably the best rapper alive. Like, I can't. That's just me. That's all. It's just my opinion. You know what I mean? But like, I love Lil Wayne, and Drake can eat a dick. But you know, so it's like, but it's all music, and it's like, what is it that makes you feel, you know, good and everything like that? And that's, for me, it's just always, I just always connected with metal. Doesn't matter, you know, and Asians connect with metal, Hispanics, you know, it doesn't matter. Black people, you know,
but it's just one of those things. Like you said, it's just, you know, people are going to like what they like, you know, and like, the fact that it rubs people the wrong way, it just baffles me. Cause it's like, what's it to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't like it, you know?
Right. Yeah. Like, why does it bother you that I like something? And it's just weird. Like, you know, it's just one of those weird little human ticks. It's like, you know, they see, you know, a person, and they think that that person should act that way, like a certain way. And if they don't, it just bothers them. It's like, for some reason. And I've never really understood, because I've never been like that. I just don't care. Like, you want to wear your hair a certain way or listen to whatever, I don't give it. Are you having fun?
Yeah. Good. Are you happy?
You know, good. You know, are you happy?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Then I'm stoked for you and everything. And so I never really gave a shit. But you know, we're all different, and you know, people get bothered by weird ass shit sometimes. But it is just interesting. It's something I'm you know, approaching 40, and I'm still having to like have that conversation sometimes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right? Like, I would think, you know, this day and age, it'll be more, you know, accepted, you know, in the type of society we live in today. You know, I didn't expect to, you know, say like you still deal with it, but you know, I guess it's just something that's never going to go away. So
I know. Yeah. I'm going to be like 60 years old. And it's going to be worse, because I'm an old ass black dude. Like, why you fucking listening to that shit?
Be in a nursing home, blast a cannibal.
Yeah.
Just the one that started it all for me.
Right. Yeah. Now wipe my ass, bitch.
Right. Bring me my pudding.
Yeah, I get my goddamn pudding.
Yeah. That's funny.
Man. At 60, I'm going to be 60 years old in a nursing home.
Yeah. Oh shit. Like 80, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah,
you get. But yeah. You also play a little guitar. Is that right?
No, I. You probably okay. see me on videos like play, I'm just fucking around. I'm just okay. joking.
I seen a picture and I was like, oh, this
dude. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, man. That's me fucking around. You know, I'm like, no, I can't make my fingers do that shit.
Yeah.
And so we were just talking about that because I have these, like when we write, I swear I'm the best. I'm the riff master.
Yeah.
I'm the riff master up here. And I'm like, no, this do this. And they're like, what? Sebastian, like, is usually the victim of this. Like, I'll be like, yo, play like, and then I'll mouth the riff and it makes no sense. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, just right here. And I'll point like at the frets and shit.
Yeah.
I wish I, dude. Yeah. Yeah, no, man. I swear to, I can write some breakdowns in my head.
Right. We all can. There's yeah, a big yeah. machine where you can like connect to a computer, plays the
note. Yeah. And it just comes out. Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. I'm telling you, I'd have the world's heaviest band if that were the case.
Yeah.
I could write some breakdowns, baby.
Right. Fucking badass. No.
Yeah. No, I should have, you know, it's funny. Every year I say it, I'm like, dude, I should just learn to play guitar. Like just give myself a year, learn to play. You know, I've been around guitarists all my life. And I just never do it. Every time I'm like, okay, I can spend the money on guitar. I could like buy like, you know, something for my kit, be a better drummer and everything like that. But right. it would probably help out so much more if I learned to play guitar. Just a little bit.
Right.
Just some chords. Yeah.
Be like play something like similar to this, but like, you know, kind of yeah. like make it better. You know what I'm saying? Like just as long as you know the basics and you can get the notes out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can hear the sound and be like, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But when you try to fucking do it with your mouth, yeah. like,
and then, yeah, nobody knows what the hell is going on. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. But and then it'd be like a lot less frustrating for me because I'm sitting here like, no, like this, like I'm all getting pissed off, and they're like, dude, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, but yeah, another thing I wanted to talk about was when I was, you know, doing my research or whatever, I saw that you and a few other guys were like talking about a documentary for the, you know, about the Texas hardcore scene or whatever.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about that.
So yeah, there was, and I don't know whatever came of that. It was, yeah, a documentary that we were going to do mostly about like the Houston, hardcore scene, which, the Texas hardcore scene I came up in. And then, I feel like Houston was kind of the epicenter. Like all the really good bands were in Houston, and like everybody else, like Austin, and Austin too. Austin's really good, but like San Antonio, Laredo, we were all just kind of like trying to be like those Houston bands, you know, that's what basically we're doing. So we just had that sit down and that good conversation talking about, you know, bands like Will to Live and 10 Crowns and everybody, but I don't know whatever came of that. Like I didn't really get an update, but it was good getting together with everybody and kind of like sit there and talk about like the last, like, you know, we've been doing this shit for like most of us like 20 years, you know. That's we've crazy. known each other and playing shows together and you know, being in bands together and everything.
Right.
I, you know, when I was in Sudden Death, the hardcore band I was in for a long time. And I, you know, we got to play with everybody and, you know, really help, you know, I don't like sitting there talking about like we helped build the scene or whatever, but I mean, you know, that was something that we did, you know, we played shows and we gave kids something to do on the weekends and have a good show and everything. And so it was always really, really good though, playing with those Houston bands.
Yeah.
But I hope something comes together with that documentary though. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Right. I was going to ask for an update or like if you knew of it, like when it was going to come out or whatever, but
I guess. Yeah, no, I don't. I remember seeing like a little teaser promo thing for it a few months back, but I didn't really really keep up with it as much as I should have, I guess, because, you know, they were talking to me for a little bit, but they mostly wanted to talk to the Will to Live and 10 Crowns guys and everything.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's sick. But what about Mortuary Descent and Executioner. What you guys coming up for those? Or what you got coming up for
those? Yeah, so you know, we're in this like weird no show time and everything like that. So I guess we'll start with Executioner. We were writing, and like I said before, we had started our fucking storage place got broken into. Like, right. You know, basically happens to everybody eventually. Stole all our equipment. Luckily, the dude didn't take my drums. Like, I was thankful. Like,
we don't want to fuck with him.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. He's like, oh shit, like Dalen's got guns and fucking can find me.
Right.
But exactly. Yeah, no, like they didn't take my shit. So it's just kind of a horror ordeal, like dealing with the insurance companies and getting their money back for the guitars and everything like that. But yeah, before that, we were doing some really good writing. We were writing for an EP we wanted to put out. Damn, I think we had like 6 or 7 songs going. Like, we were banging them out. Yeah, we had a lot of good shit coming out. So Executioner's kind of on hiatus until all that gets situated. But with Mortuary Descent, we have equipment. So
yeah, right.
yeah, we're doing really good. So our demo came out, and man, like the response to that has been tremendous. I'm really, really, really happy with the response so far. I personally think, you know, I like the demo a lot. It's really good. It's something, you know, I've been a huge death metal fan for a long time, and I never really got to play it. And these guys, they, you know, hit me up and they wanted to play death metal. I was like stoked.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we put out that demo. We're trying to get, you know, we'd love to play shows and everything like that. We just can't do that now because these weird times. But we're going to try to put out some content. We just dropped that that live playthrough,
right?
Of that song Skeleton Isaiah, Prisoner of War, I'm sorry. So the response to that's been pretty cool. So I think we're going to do something like that. Maybe like just like an online show, you know, for people to, you know. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm noticing a lot of bands doing that. You know, if they want to fucking tune in and watch us just play, you know, that'd be cool. Right. And also we're writing because we're going to drop an LP pretty soon. So we've got like four or five songs going, and just doing some, yeah, it's pretty good. Writing always sucks for me because I just get like really frustrated and everything. I'm like, it's like tedious.
Yeah.
It takes me a while to like understand what everyone wants and everything like that, but it's been fun. It's been really good. So we'll be on the lookout for that. We're gonna try to get that out pretty quick because there's nothing else going on. So it's like, you might as well write and release some music, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Keep your fans, everything, you know?
Yeah. Everyone engaged and everything. Cause like I said, the response has been so fucking awesome. Like, it's been great. So I'd like to give, you know, fans like something to, they can't like just play the same 4 songs over and over again, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's badass. But yeah. Let's go back into this last thing I want to talk about. We're just going to talk a little bit about, you know, I know you're a big, you know, manga guy. I think I said that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Manga.
and like Kaiju, you know, Godzilla, all that badass shit.
Yeah.
Tell us about, like, I know you said something about Berserker is like one of the greatest pieces of literature you ever read.
Yeah. Berserk. Yeah.
Or Berserk. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so how long you been like into like anime and shit like that?
All that, like, since I was like 6 years old, dude. Yeah, like everything I'm into is like, it was like I was like way too young to be into it, basically. Because up in Ohio, there was a public access channel, and they show like fucking anime and everything like that, and but like real brutal fucking like extreme anime. And I think it was like Vampire Hunter D or something like that. I don't know if anybody's seen that. You know, it's like real violent and people getting cut in half and everything. And I was like, this shit is awesome. This shit is fucking great. So I was just like always really, really into it. And like I said, I'm a big consumer. If it's something, you know, like if I'm into it, I gotta get it all. So I was always like really buying a lot of anime. And, you know, if you're into Japanese anime, then you're going to get into the, you know, read the manga because that's the written version of most of those shows and movies.
The better
version. And then, the better version. Yeah, absolutely. And then actually, like I mentioned before, my dad, like he's really into like martial arts movies and everything like that. And so we go to, you know, video stores back in the day to rent videos. And next to the the, you know, chop sake martial arts movies was like all the Godzilla movies. I was like, you know, let me get, you know, Godzilla movie and everything like that. And I just, dude, like, I'm into giant monsters destroying shit. I think that's just cool. Like, that's it's simple. He's stomping on everything and destroying shit. And that's basically how I'm trying to be in the gym. I just want to like destroy shit.
Roll up Godzilla mode.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, but yeah, but Berserk, I started reading that when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I started watching the, there was a series first, and the series, it only went like up to a certain point in the manga, and then it just kind of stopped. They were like just done with it. So I was like, fuck, this is amazing. Like, how do I get more? And then I started reading the manga. And the manga has been out since literally like 87 or something like that. Shit. Like, it's old. It's so old, and it's still going on and everything. It's frustrating because the guy just, you know, he works when he wants to work, and he wants to put out content when he wants to put out content. And so it's like,
it keeps you like wanting more though. So
yeah, big time. I mean, he's got me hooked. He's got my ass hooked since, you know, for the last like 20 something years or whatever. So, but yeah, I'm a huge, I don't like saying weeb, you know, those little nerdy reboot, but you know, I'm like, whatever. I guess you can call me one. It is what it is.
Yeah. But no, that's cool though. Like you were saying at the beginning of the show, you're talking about, you know, you're the biggest like nerd or jock, you know. You're just you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's just who you are. Like a lot of people, they'll, you know, pick, you know, I'm a sports guy, or I'm a comic book guy or manga guy or whatever. And you know, they'll just kind of go with it, but you just kind of just took them both and, you know.
Yeah, I just ran with it.
Just Dalen Bryce. That's it.
Just Dalen Bryce, man. That's it. That's all it could be.
Right. Now, speaking of like kaiju and, you know, Godzilla, what did you think about the like the Netflix series? I know they got the Netflix movies for Godzilla, like three parts.
Yeah.
They got the Pacific Rim series that they just released.
I just started watching that last night. Yeah, I just started watching the Pacific Rim Black last night, and so far I like it. A couple episodes in, and then I fell asleep. I was just tired.
It was
dark and it was cold, and I was like knocked out. But you know, so it's funny. A couple of my buddies are really into kaiju movies, also.
Yeah,
and we always fight over the Godzilla anime series on Netflix. That's like the one thing.
Why do y'all fight?
I think it was awesome. I think it was great.
Yeah,
they think it sucked. It was boring. And they're like, they have all these like points. And I'm the kind of person, I don't like argue your opinion. You feel a certain way about something, and I'm going to take that. And I'm like, okay, that's, you know, a valid point. But like, this is the one thing I actually argue back over. Yeah. Like, I'm like, no, fuck that. Like, this is why it was good. And everything. We have like some deep combos about it. And, like, still, it's been out for like 2 years and we still fight over that shit.
Yeah.
So, but I will go on record and say, I thought they were amazing. I liked that, you know, spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
The first Godzilla, spoiler alert, the first Godzilla that shows up in the first movie, that's not the Godzilla that we know. That's his offspring. And then the reveal of the true Godzilla, who's been sleeping for millennia, and he's gotten bigger and he's more powerful. And the first thing he does when he wakes up is try to kill people. I think that's fucking brutal. I think that's amazing.
When did that come in? Was that in the first one or in the
second? That's the first movie, at the end of the first movie.
All right. Well,
first little one and everything.
I just finished the first one now, so I'll start the second one. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. go through them. But yeah. I mean, and I understand their points, but I'm kind of a slow burn kind of guy. They're like, no, there's not enough action. There's not enough, you know, monsters doing shit. And I'm like, dude, but it's when he does come out, it's awesome, man. Like, it's badass. So.
I guess I don't know how to like really say it, like the, as far as like the movies go now, like the animated movies.
Yeah.
Like, is it supposed to be like continuation of, you know, the regular gods, you know what I'm saying? Or
yeah, in a way, the continuity between that's something that, you know, everyone can argue like it's not really that good because the continuity right. isn't like they'll say like, you know, Godzilla was this and Godzilla was that. And like in another movie, he's did something else and another monster or something else. So like, yeah, the anime series, it's like you can kind of pick if it's Godzilla versus Mothra or whatever. Yeah. It's a continuation of that. It's kind of loose. And then these next movies after that, it's always the continuity isn't the best. So gotcha. You can just kind of pretend like it's pick one of the Godzilla movies and that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But yeah. I got two more questions. First sure. one, Godzilla versus King Kong. Who you got?
Yeah. I got my man, Big G.
Big G.
Yeah. What's a king to a god, man?
Oh, God. You cut through that
heat. Yeah.
But yeah. I seen the trailers, man. And the thing is, I seen Godzilla and then Godzilla, was it King of the Monsters?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
King of the Monsters.
I haven't seen Skull Island yet, but I think I'm going to watch it because I got HBO Max. Oh, okay. But,
Give that a watch.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. Have they done King Kong versus Godzilla before? I know you'd like.
Yeah, they have in the past. Gotcha. And usually King Kong kind of beats his ass like in stupid ways.
Gotcha.
But that's all it was like what's yeah. That like? It was early. And then they knew like, okay, well, he's an atomic whale beast, you know? So it's like, he can breathe. Dude. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what's King Kong got? He's got his fists and everything like that. So they're just like, they don't really match them up anymore, but it'll be interesting now. So I haven't seen the trailer. I avoid trailers now. I don't like watching because they just show too much shit. I want to go into a movie that, you know, blind and everything like that. So I haven't really seen like how they're going to take it and everything like that. But every time they fought in the past, it's been kind of like, you know, King Kong, he's more agile and kind of figures things out. But I mean, Godzilla's got, you know, he's an atomic monster. Like he's got fire breath. Come on, dude.
Right.
Like what's he going to do against that?
Yeah. Now you're going to be disappointed if he does lose. Like if for some reason,
yeah, I'd be butthurt. I'd be a little butthurt, but I'm sure that they're going to write a good story and they're going to figure out a way to like have them come together at the end or something.
Right.
I'm sure it's not going to be like one or, well, I don't know. I think the director did read him say that somebody is going to win. There's going to be a definitive winner.
Wasn't but like King of the Monsters where they all came together saying kumbaya.
Yeah, exactly. Like they all bow to him. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. So I think there's going to be a definite winner. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you good, man. And then last question. It's going to take a lot to think about.
Okay.
Who is, in your opinion, the biggest musician and why is it Dalen Bryce? Who's the biggest, smallest musician? And why is it Dalen Bryce?
So it's definitely, yeah, I think I'm the biggest. You know who I get compared to a lot is the singer of Harm's Way, that hardcore band Harm's Way, because he's a big dude too, right?
He's swole, yeah.
But I think I'm bigger. Execution actually opened for them.
Oh, sick.
And so that was the first time I'd ever seen them and everything like that. I think I'm bigger than him. I don't know. I think I'm 5'9", 230. He looked like he's maybe like 5'8", 210. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody. No,
I could tell you right now, like, yeah, you're bigger. Like, just looking at pictures in the video. Doing his little thing.
Yeah.
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 No,
yeah.
You got the
edge. I think I'm bigger. But, you know, it was funny. There was a band. Oh, man. There were a New York hardcore band I had opened for back in the day at the White Rabbit days. Mm. And their drummer was huge. He was jacked. I was like, fuck, dude. I can't remember who the hell they were. I talked to him for a little bit. He was like an old power lifter. Like he was big as hell.
Yeah.
But he's out of the picture now. I'm the biggest current one.
Yeah, you're the champ right now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If anybody wants to come at me, they can come at me and we can settle it on the stage. We'll have a pose down.
Yeah. In between sets. in between
sets. In between sets. We're all oily and shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Real quick. But yeah.
Nah, man. Yeah. That's a good question though. That was a good thinking question.
It was, right? Took a little bit to think about. That's funny, man. But I really appreciate you, you know, taking the time out of your day to talk to me, man. Absolutely. And coming on the show. And, you know, it was a great conversation, I would say.
Yep.
But where can people find you on social media?
I'm on Instagram at Vile Monolith. And then check out the band's Executioner SATX, San Antonio, Texas, and Mortuary Descent. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter. They have Facebook and all that.
Yeah. Spotify, yep. Apple Music.
Spotify, Apple Music. Yeah, absolutely. YouTube, whatever you use.
Yep. Whatever you use, they on there.
Yep. But we're on it. Man,
y'all go check out Executioner. Go check out Mortuary Descent. Go follow Daylin. Watch him lift weights. Watch him shoot guns. You guys probably the hardest Instagram out there, you know. So, but yeah, man, I appreciate you taking the time, man.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Yeah, of course. All right. That's all we got for today's episode. And y'all stay middle as fuck.